Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is A Splash of Cold Water. The monotony of a long road trip can cause driving hypnosis. As we mindlessly travel down the road, our senses become dull. We become less alert. Experts recommend splashing cold water on our face to snap us out of our semi-conscious state. Periodically, we also need a splash of cold water to keep us alert on our spiritual journey. Find out how this works in today's message. The hypnotic effect of monotonous driving slows down our brain and effectively puts us on autopilot. It can be nearly as dangerous as falling asleep at the wheel. If we are fortunate enough to make it to our destination safely, we often have little recall of the road we just traveled. Have you experienced this? Stopping to splash cold water on our face while on a long road trip is reinvigorating. It stimulates our nerves and makes us more alert. It gives a re-energizing zap to our brain. Have you tried this? Outside of driving, there are many other times that we need the jolt of cold water on our face. Mornings are one of those times. A splash of cold water on our face helps to wake us from our slumber. Metaphorically speaking, there are times we need a splash of cold water in the face to awaken us from our spiritual slumber. It is never a good idea to allow our spiritual life to slip into autopilot. Spiritual complacency can be dangerous. This is certainly true with our prayer life. It is also true with our need for spiritual knowledge. We can develop an apathy towards scripture study. When our faith life becomes too mundane, it can lead towards spiritual indifference. Surprisingly enough, these same things can happen in regard to the sin in our life. The Bible cautions us to stay alert when it comes to the devil. When we become complacent about sin, it takes root in our life and begins to grow. In today's message, we will explore this aspect further. Apathy towards sin, complacency with sin, and indifference about sin are all as dangerous as falling asleep at the wheel of our car. If we are not vigilant, the sin in our life can put us into a spiritual hypnosis. We will begin to lose our fear of sin and our fear of the Lord. From time to time, we all need to stop and examine ourselves. We need to take an inventory of the sin that is impacting us. What sins are constantly plaguing us? Have we become too comfortable with the sin in our life? Have we developed a complacency towards specific sins? Have we developed an apathy towards certain biblical principles? Has this apathy led to an indifference towards some sins? Thankfully, there are times that we recognize our sinfulness and our need for repentance. But there are other times that a good splash of cold water in our face would help to snap us out of our sinful malaise. There are also times that we become so comfortable with our sins that we no longer recognize them as being sinful. Our recurring sins can become like close companions. When this happens, we may need the Holy Spirit speaking through a trusted Christian friend, minister, confessor, spiritual advisor, or even a good Christian book to throw cold water in our face to startle us back to our senses. We have all probably watched movies in which one character says to another character, "Snap out of it," or "Get a grip," just before throwing a glass of cold water into the person's face. When it comes to sin, perhaps we need someone to do this for us. Fortunately, I have experienced these cold water moments on my spiritual journey. I have had times when God directly intervened in my life and threw the cold water in my face. I have also had times when my confessor, spiritual advisor, or my good Christian friends have thrown cold water in my face to get my attention. As unpleasant as this shocking splash of cold water might have been, it was needed. Have you experienced this? Complacency towards sin can become the silent killer of our soul. Has some area of sin put us into a spiritual hypnosis, so much so that we are missing the warning signs on the road of life? We can run the risk of falling asleep at the wheel. Have we blindly and naively come to accept our sins as part and parcel of who we are? Have we lost the understanding that our sins offend God and damage the entire body of Christ? If so, then spiritually speaking, we might need a swift kick in the butt, slap in the face, and a good dousing of ice-cold water to wake us out of our stupor. As Christians, we are called to walk in holiness. We can never let our guard down. We must remain vigilant in prayer and grounded in Scripture. We must fight against any routine that constantly puts us at danger and invites sin into our life. When it comes to our relationship with God, we should always remember these Bible passages. Proverbs 1 verse 32 states, "For the straying of the naive kills them. The smugness of fools destroys them." Luke 21 verse 36 tells us, "Be vigilant at all times and pray that you have the strength to escape the tribulations that are imminent and to stand before the Son of God." I will close with a question. Do you need cold water splashed in your face to snap you out of a spiritual complacency and sinful indifference? If so, splash yourself or ask a trusted friend to do it for you. We must never forget that an alert Christian is more apt to arrive at their heavenly destination. Now, will you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, help me to stay alert at all times. I never want to become complacent in my sin. Guide me on the road of life and bring me safely one day to be with you forever in paradise. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I am Brian Pusateri. I invite you to visit me at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. There you can click the link to contact me. I love to hear from my listeners. You can also invite me to your church to put on a retreat or purchase my book, Blessed, Broken, and Scared. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.